also after the letters is Cassandra's self-important sister-in-law, Mary, who is also Eliza's sister, who thinks they could provide material for a book on her late husband, Austin brother James. Cassandra finds and reads them secretly, into a series of flashbacks, some happy, some regretful, as she reflects upon her life with Jane and paths taken and not taken. Each storyline also finds the Austins and Fowles displaced from their homes into reduced circumstances. The Austin parents, optimistic father, and somewhat hysterical mother, could easily serve as Mr. and Mrs. Bennet in a Pride and Prejudice adaptation. But the main thrust of the series is sisterly love and self-sacrifice, tangled with Austin-esque questions of marriage and financial security, both between Cassandra and Jane, and in the present-day storyline, Isabella and Beth Fowle. Achieving happiness? "I must know if she is to be married," cries Isabella, regarding Jane Elliott, the heroine of Jane's Persuasion, which Cassandra has been reading aloud. "Is that the only outcome that would be happy?" asks Cassandra. "Yes." "Oh, Isabella, there are so many other ways for women like us to find happiness," says Cassandra, underlining the comparison between the two sets of sisters. "Writing was Jane's greatest love. She took great comfort from the heroes in her books. But in life, no man was ever worthy." Like Isabella, the viewer has their own ideas of happiness, of course, and all things being equal, would prefer a world in which romantic love comes to all. Then again, few of us are geniuses dedicated first to work that will transcend time. And not to spoil what must be obvious to everyone but the characters, but the Fowles story does provide clever opportunities for a conclusion more in keeping with the Austin corpus. The finale should run you through a pack of handkerchiefs, unless you are some sort of heartless monster. Vocabulary focus. Dry. Indomitable. Luxuriate. Posthumous. Adhere to. Hysterical. Thrust. Corpus. This ends the reading for Advanced Studio Classroom, May 2026.